Continuing with our study of the American takeover of Cuba, future President Teddy Roosevelt, with a group of fighters that they called the Rough Riders, attacked a place in Cuba called San Juan Hill, near Santiago, which is in the southern part of Cuba. The Spanish admiral, trying to defend his country's colony, chose to fight it out with the American ships, and he ended up losing all of his ships. The Spanish general on the land in Cuba, General Linares, he decided not to mass his forces altogether to stop the Americans. That turned out to be a mistake, because American forces were able to surround the important city of Santiago just in time, because at the very moment, because more Americans died in this war from diseases, yellow fever, dysentery, and the Spanish didn't know how sick and down and out the American troops were. Spanish also had better weapons than the Americans. Small arms, that is. So the general decided to surrender, not knowing that if he had held out just a bit longer, the Americans may have foundered just due to disease. The United States also, after taking Cuba after the surrender, went to Puerto Rico, which to this day remains an American possession, Commonwealth, as they call it. So in the final analysis, the Spanish-American War was great for the American Empire. We were able to add Guam, which is another Spanish possession in the Pacific, the Philippines, Puerto Rico, and we virtually controlled Cuba for many, many years, and also disappointed the Cuban independence fighters like Jose Marti, who felt just as let down as Emilio Aguinaldo in the Philippines. Moving back to domestic politics in the United States, we did have another election not too long after the Spanish-American War in 1900. President William McKinley ran for re-election again against William Jennings Bryan, the Cross of Gold speech gentleman. President McKinley was re-elected, took on Teddy Roosevelt as his vice president. Not long after that, President McKinley was shot and died a week later. He was shot by an anarchist named Leon Czolgosz. That's how you pronounce that last name. He was an anarchist, a person who doesn't believe in any kind of a government. Teddy Roosevelt, as vice president, now became the youngest acting president in the history of the United States at 42. The Roosevelt clan, of course, goes way, way back, many, many years, as a very wealthy Wall Street banker family, also cousin to the later famous Franklin Delano Roosevelt. As president of the United States, Teddy Roosevelt decided to take what he said was a strong tack against large corporations and monopolies that had dominated much of the United States, and he said that he was going to break them up. But he also went to war against the coal miners' union strike in 1902 by threatening to take over the mines with the army. We'll talk more about that.